Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast and thanks for tuning in. Joining me today is someone who really doesn't need an introduction to most people in the SAP or SuccessFactors industry, and that's my friend Luke Marson. And Luke's written more books, blogs, articles, and led so many SuccessFactors implementations, and also part of our influencer confidant group. Thanks for joining me, Luke. Appreciate you taking the time, and it is always a pleasure to talk to you and catch up.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. I'm really happy to be having this chat with you today. Been a big fan of this podcast series since you brought it up, so I'm really honored that you've invited me on here. So yeah, I'm really excited and looking forward to our chat.
Appreciate it, Luke. And yeah, absolutely. How could I not have you? But anyways, you've been pretty busy too, which is why I also appreciate you taking the time to do this. I saw the recent news on the acquisition, so congratulations on that. I also know you are working on an update to the SAP Press Employee Central book, which I think you're working on with other great people, Brandon and Becky. Becky was on my podcast and she's amazing, and you know, Brandon as well. So tell me a little bit about that. When's that coming? What's going on? What can people look out for and whatnot? What's new?
Yeah, so yeah, thanks very much. I'll briefly just touch on the acquisition a little bit. I don't want to get too much and in the book, but ICE of Americas was acquired by a company called the Silicon Partners, company whose founders have a lot of pedigree in the SAP space, including SAP, HCM, and ERP, SuccessFactors, S4HANA, and all those bits and pieces. And their real focus has been on S4HANA and digital automation with robotic process automation, AI and ML, and they're also a Google Cloud Platform partner as well. And as you know, SAP has such a focus on S4HANA and SuccessFactors now. And there aren't a lot of partners out there that actually offer those those sets of skills and those integration capabilities and migration skill sets in the marketplace. And that was one of the reasons that TSP approached iServe and wanted us to move forward together. It's super exciting. And one of the things that really interests me is the whole robotic process automation and what that can do for customers in the long term. And I think that's a trend that was going to grow quite big over the next few years. So I'm very excited to be part of that.
So much there and so much you can do. I've heard some use cases and I think it's just scratching the surface.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's a whole ton of stuff under there. And you know, TSP have already built some RPA tools to help with the migration from SAP ERP on-premise into S4HANA. And so, you know, there's also some opportunities there to build out a few tools to help customers moving from, you know, SAP HCM or maybe other HR systems to SAP SuccessFactors. There's so much potential in that area, and that's probably maybe hint a possible topic for one of your podcasts sometime in the future.
Yeah, somewhere. Sure. I was open to ideas, and that's definitely one that has a lot of legs to it.
Yeah. And then the book. So Becky and I are delighted to have Brandon Toombs join us for this third edition. I think, as you said, they're both excellent minds when it comes to HR and to Employee Central, and they've got a lot of experience. So we're really excited about this book. It's been 4 years since the last edition.
Time flies.
I couldn't believe it when I got an email from SAP Press and they said, "Yeah, we want to update it because it's been so long since the last edition." I mean,
like, what do you mean? We just wrote it.
Yeah, it feels like it was only yesterday. And there's been, wow, how many releases since then? 12 releases. And whatnot. So there's a lot of stuff to update. There's some new features in there that we didn't cover, like apprentice management. There's a lot of the new public sector functionality which has come out, which we're also covering as well. You know, new package integrations, you know, updating things around rules engine, extensibility, the UI. There really has been a lot of enhancements over the last few years. It's actually quite timely for the topic of this podcast, actually, having been looking into what's been new over the last few years. We're super excited. Manuscript is due for submission any moment now, so we're looking at an August release for the book. I don't think at this stage the SAP Press pre-order page is up, but it'll probably come online in the next month or so. Anyone that's interested can buy it direct from SAP Press, but it'll also be available at Amazon and some other places as well.
It'll have a hard copy. This is both digital and hard copy, I'm guessing.
Yes, that's correct.
Hopefully I can I'll buy a hard copy, and hopefully I can get it signed by all three of you. Complete the trifecta. Hopefully I'll be able to see you all in person and get it signed and whatnot.
Oh, I really hope so. That'd be superb if we could all get together again. We're not too long away from having in-person conferences again. So I'm looking forward to that.
I certainly hope so. And it's a lot of great stuff, right? And like you said, it's been a few years and those things really add up, right? Like the releases come and, you know, there's so much that are into it. And then, you know, you get busy with other stuff. And I certainly have an appreciation for all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes to write a book. I know you're working on it late night at sometimes, and it's really appreciated to see the passion you have for trying to help people learn this key stuff, right? Doing it for the customers and the ecosystem and all of that. So appreciate it. All right, let's switch gears now and go to a different topic. The first half SuccessFactors release. And so this is in preview environments right now. I'm gonna be moving to production soon. And I saw a tweet from you saying that there's a new check tool functionality that you've been waiting on for many years and you're happy it's delivered. Tell me a bit more about that, why you were so excited about it, because it's not the first thing that kind of stands out of things that you'd be excited about. And then also, if you don't mind, tell me about some of the other key pieces of functionality from Employee Central, time management, or other areas that you think will be valuable to customers. What are some of your highlights?
So it's quite amazing. There are more than 140 enhancements for Employee Central and Employee Central Payroll alone. And then, you know, that includes time tracking and whatnot.
Right.
It's a huge amount of enhancements coming in, and it touches on just about every part, really. There's a lot of stuff for master data replication to Employee Central Payroll or SAP ERP or S/4HANA. There's also new tools for monitoring that. There's loads of stuff. Maybe I'll spend a few minutes just going through a few bits, but I'll start with the one that you mentioned, the paid component where use check tool. Mm-hmm. It's not sexy. It's not super cool, but it's really useful. When customers are trying to maintain employee compensation data, they might do some, might want to change how they've got their pay component structured. You maybe want to change something from being multi-country to single country. You want to change some employees' profiles and whatnot. So even when you're just testing in your preview environment, you know, sometimes you just want to clear things up, maybe make some pay components inactive because, you know, you want to keep that catalog, you know, as small as is needed. Right. And sometimes, you know, you want to make something inactive, but you can't because, you know, it's still tied to some employees' profiles and you don't know which ones, and you have to go and run some reports and navigate the profiles. It just takes time to do that. If you're administering Employee Central, this tool enables you to just go in, run the tool, and you get the list. This is each component. This is where it's been used in, you know, on this profile or maybe on this compensation form or wherever it is.
Yeah, and they're downstream impacts to payroll, right? Things like that, where if it's used and it's used in payroll and you're using it and, you know, retro considerations. So I guess I can see the value and why you'd want to know where all those things are.
Absolutely. Because somebody might be trying to make a pay component inactive that they think isn't used when actually it is. And you can go and look at this tool and find out where that is. And yeah, it could be something quite critical that's going to affect the pay of some employees. And, you know, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. And I'll continue to say it, payroll is the ultimate system of engagement. Mm-hmm. If you don't pay people right, they get very upset.
Yeah,
that's one thing you don't want to mess with. Is people's pay.
Yep.
So that's, you know, why for me it's just a really important enhancement that, you know, I've been wanting to see for years. So I'm finally delighted it's come out, and you know it's part of a wider set of check tools that SuccessFactors have been putting out for the last year or so. Different either check tools for checking configuration or these where use tools to find out where certain bits of data are used and whatnot. I think they're all really, really useful. So that was one of the first ones, but there's quite a few other bits and pieces. I mean, the new time tracking solution.
Definitely.
That's a really good solution. You know, for me, you know, time management's really important. For a lot of customers, time management is a really critical part of their business, particularly if you're might be in manufacturing or in healthcare. There's a number of managed use cases. Yeah, exactly. And it's critical for customers, but they need a really robust solution. And we know that SAP's time management on premise, if used with CADs and whatever else, it's a really robust, detailed solution. There's a lot of stuff that it can handle and a lot of functionality that meets the needs of customers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Timesheet has had a lot of investment from SuccessFactors over the last few years. But, you know, there's still just some critical capabilities that it is kind of, it's been missing. And those are coming in this new time tracking solution. The cross midnight shifts. I mean, that's a really huge, big deal.
Huge.
Being able to enter your time as finishing your shift at midnight instead of putting in 11:59, because you know that's how as humans we think. We're like, I'm finishing at midnight, not that I'm finishing at 11:59.
Yep.
You know, so I'm really glad that that's come in as well, because it's responding to the way people use these types of systems. You know, the clock integration.
Yep, that's a big one.
That's a really, really big deal. That it's been possible with some more manual solutions in the past and some middleware integration work, but you know, it has never been a bona fide clock integration. So that is something I know that SuccessFactors has been working on for quite a while now.
Yep,
it's not straightforward, right? With all the different types of clock terminals that are out there and the ways in which they handle data, and some are storing it as analogs or all different types of data formats. So really glad to see that come through. And even just small things like, you know, single record approval, just being able to have a timesheet approved in different ways. That covers a lot of use cases. Professional services is being one where you have to pre-approve time off for training or something like that. Again, another good feature. So I think from what I have seen and what's in the roadmap, and I might touch on that a little bit later, you know, time tracking is going to really grow out over the next few years and really become something that's going to help customers be able to adopt Employee Central, where they maybe have been hesitant in the past because the time management piece is so critical and they want it deeply integrated into their core HR master data. So
absolutely.
Yeah, another big feature. And then, you know, there's a few other bits and pieces that I've seen that I think are really, really useful. There's the mass data management for enabling mass update of positions. I know you could do a mass update of positions before, but it was a bit more rudimentary.
Sure.
Now there's a whole raft of features available for customers. You know, the ability to have your position changes routed through for a kind of review and approval first. Just to be able to select a certain criterias.
Right. And all this is pretty important in this, you know, post-pandemic where you might have to make mass changes, right? We saw a lot of that. And I think it's, you know, important considering everything that's changed with the world.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be from some of the studies that I've seen, there's going to be quite a lot of movement of the workforce in most countries. People are going to start looking for new jobs. Some people don't feel they've been protected well or treated well, or some are just, you know, don't want to be paying their own electricity bill when they're being asked to work from home. Others just want a change of scenery because they've been stuck at home. Yeah, there's various different reasons.
Feel burned out. That stuff.
And for some organizations, you know, when there's going to be a lot of teams moving, that's also often a good opportunity to do reorganizations and to do a lot of changes. And of course, position management drives organizational management in Employee Central. So the ability to be able to make lots of changes at one go and have that, you know, create drafts of those and have those reviewed by peers and you know, be able to track what changes are being made, that's going to be really important, and it's going to be a critical factor I think over the next few years as companies kind of get to grip with what the, you know, the world and the workforce makeup is going to look like post-pandemic.
Sure.
And tied to that, cross-entity rules are going to be supported now for when you're making changes in employees' job information, so you can sync data back from position to job, not just from the job information, but from other entities as well. So again, that's kind of aligning with the, being able to keep your organizational master data positions and whatnot updated. Couple of other things, user ID encryption in Employee Central URLs. That's a big deal in some places, you know, that's
sure. Not the sexiest thing, but critical.
No, but under GDPR, it's essentially PII, a user ID. If it can be used to personally identify an individual, then you're potentially in breach of GDPR there. So that's kind of quite impactful for a lot of organizations in the European Union. But you know, there are other reasons why it's just a good idea to encrypt the IDs in some companies. I don't want to take too much more time on this. A couple other things. There's a comparison tool now, so you can compare your SAP ERP integration configuration content between different Employee Central instances, so you can make sure that you've actually got all the right settings in two instances. Yeah. I mean, you know, of course you can migrate configuration, but sometimes there can be changes. There might be different data in different systems, and you might just want to check that your systems aren't necessarily identical. But there are many use cases where you just want to be able to check those sort of things. And I think all these things that are allowing alignment between different data sets, either inside the same system or outside, you know, with the system and outside, they're always useful. I mean, you know, the phrase garbage in, garbage out, right? So it's really important to make sure that data's right. And that's not just, you know, that's not just master data, that's foundational object data, that is configuration data as well. So I could probably go on a bit longer, but I'll probably just leave it at that for now. And you know, I'd like to turn it around and actually ask you, What about payroll? Because you put out a great blog recently on Employee Central payroll. So I think it might be great for your listeners to hear a little bit from you about what's new in Employee Central payroll.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, thanks for the summary and going into that and really pulling out the things that are useful and then explaining why they're useful. I think that's really helpful. And yeah, I published my EC payroll release blog last week and I had a lot of fun writing it. And it's always fun for me to kind of pull all these things together and talk to customers and see what it is that they're looking for. And so I'll highlight a couple things. The first one being we released a new country version for Turkey, which means that we now have local versions in 47 countries. And I know from talking to some of my colleagues in the region, this is a pretty big deal. It'll allow us to continue the strength of our global payroll because it is something that we do so well by offering it in so many countries. And that's a topic for a whole different episode, but the advantages of having a global payroll between countries and what you get from that. Right. And so that's a big one. And then one that I'm really excited about is from our payroll control center. And that's the ability to manage the configuration for the KPIs and the alerts using a new front end user interface. And so it's something we've been working on for quite some time. I'd say over a year and a half in the making, and it comes from direct customer feedback. So we've actually had workshops where we sat down with customers and kind of worked through this. And I think it's something that will benefit customers both pre-go live when they're implementing as well as post-go live, allow them to simplify how they configure it by having a nice user interface to be able to create those analytics tile. So if you want to create it, you can do it in a more simplistic manner and you'll get the value from them. And I think it'll also streamline the implementation of it overall. So part of running the payroll control center successfully is it's not just you go live and then you're done. You do have to tweak these things. You have to see what's working well and what's not working well, right? Because you don't want to run the PCC and have the system pointing out 10,000 alerts for you. That's counterproductive. What you want is to have the system alerting you to scenarios that require someone to go in and take a look at them, all right? And so a lot of times when you're first going live, like you might not know exactly what that is. And so you might need to adjust thresholds. So rather than pointing out pay variances that are 10%, you might find that's picking up too many people and you need to adjust that to 15 or 20%. And this will allow you to do it in a far more easy framework. We also have this new wage type or pay component information report. So that was requested by our friend, Jarrett Pazanik. I think it had over 60 customers that voted for it from the influence tool. And so we got some feedback from Jarrett as well as Steve Bogner and Mike Tim. They helped us with that. It allows all of the attributes of a wage type or a pay component to be seen from a single place. And then if the customer wants, they can export their catalog too, right? It goes back to your earlier talk tracks about pay components or wage type. And you wanted to have a catalog that you actually use and understand the attributes of it. And that makes it easier for customers to find the right wage type when they need a new one or they need to know which one to copy from. And it'll help knowing all the things that are in your system, including if you're going to migrate from on-prem to ECP to be able to get that catalog of wage types out. So I think there's a lot of good use cases there. And then the last one I'll touch on is our pay statement enhancement. So in our previous release, we delivered a direct pay statement. And so that no longer required loading payroll results into Employee Central. Instead, it's an API that it is read in real time. And so with this release, we've made enhancements to allow more configurability to the key figures that are displayed for both the mobile version as well as the desktop. And that ultimately makes it so customers can add their own things like taxes. And it also comes from customer feedback that we've collected after we delivered the previous ones with the direct integration. So quite a bit there. And I enjoyed writing that release blog. So now that we covered some of the new stuff that's available today for customers, can you cover what you're looking forward to on the success factors roadmap? So now that we covered today, let's look out a little bit. What are you most excited about?
So there's a few bits and pieces on the roadmap I'm quite excited about. The address validation as a service is a really big win for customers. I know there's been some of that's actually already being delivered.
A handful of countries are.
Yeah, but there's a lot more countries coming up on the roadmap. And from a data integrity perspective, it's really important. You know, that data is available now. A lot of you know how it is. If you want to find, I can go online. I'm going to USPS website and I can look up an address in the US and I can, you know, I don't need all the details, but I can put in. I can find out what the zip code is. Even with the +4, I can do it in Belgium, UK. There's plenty of countries where that data is available, and so I think it's really useful for customers to have that put in. Right. You know, you have to think from the employee experience perspective, right? When your employee's going in, an employee wants to go and put their address. They want it to be as easy when they're on another website where you start type, you put your street number in, your street address, and it pulls up the rest of your address for you.
True.
That is, it all comes down to making the employee experience much better. And again, actually, that's kind of the same with, you know, the time tracking solution. I talked about it, a bit earlier in the podcast on some of the features that are coming out in this next release. But there's a lot of potential with that solution. When you look at the roadmap and you see things like, you know, mobile clock and the web clock, improving the handling of vacation and public holidays and how that all factors in with time recording and with accruals and all that kind of thing as well. Things like detecting latecomers as well, so that customers can improve the timeliness of employees. If you're running a just-in-time manufacturing operation, you don't want certain employees constantly coming in late when it's going to put, a halt to your production, or someone's got to work extra and then they get unhappy. These are all very important things, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of your listeners can relate these features that are coming. I'm quite particularly intrigued by the Employee Central payroll chatbots that are on the roadmap. Chatbots are, they're growing, they're becoming more important, and sometimes an employee doesn't want to log in and click through the system. I just want to be able to log in and type, you know, what's my vacation balance, and what's my annual salary, and or what's the value of this benefit or that benefit or whatever else, or what are my taxes, or when can I get my W-2, all that kind of stuff, right? There's definitely a big value proposition there for chatbots. So I'm super intrigued by what that's going to look like. And I know Employee Central Payroll may be a little bit more your thing in this podcast, so I apologize for picking that one out. But don't worry, I'll give you a chance to let us know what things have you seen on the roadmap from a payroll perspective. Are you excited about?
Yeah, I'll keep it relatively short. You have pretty good amount of experience, right? You've worked with EC customers, ECP customers, so definitely interested in your perspective there. But from my standpoint, I get to see some of the inner workings of, you know, some of the customers we're talking to, the requests, sitting down with them. And so from a roadmap perspective, the next thing we're working on from a PCC standpoint is a new UI for how you process payroll. We call it our task list. And it's a new experience that, once again, is directly from customer feedback on how customers can process payroll. And the reason that I'm so intrigued by this stuff is because I see the value in it. I talk to customers that once they're using it and they're using it in the right way, the value that they get from it, they can really streamline their operations. And so with this new task that we're working on, it'll allow customers to include more of their end-to-end process within our payroll control center. And things like having a process for benefits or time files coming in. And so ultimately this will bring in more of the entire complete payroll process in a single view. Whereas right now things such as pre-payroll, production payroll, post-payroll, they're payroll centric and they're also processes that are a little more loosely connected. So we're gonna bring that into like a single view. And also with PCC right now, things are a bit linear where you have to do one step before the other. But in some cases, you might have two things that are independent of each other, right? Such as my example of an interface file coming in for time data. So we might not want to audit the payroll results of people until that time file comes in, because you'll get far too many false positives. Right. And so you might have to have right now a separate process for this that, you know, you have to do some things or some type of workaround like that. And so for us, we've sat down and we've had a workshop with various customers, and this comes from their feedback and the things that they want to be able to do to help continue to streamline their operations. Another area that I'm looking forward to is the enhanced integration between onboarding and payroll, right? I think that's an area that'll have a big impact for customers, as it's something we get asked about pretty frequently. And in my conversations with our product team, they really wanted to do it the right way by building a global framework and then delivering the country-specific content in a manner that is easy to scale. Because the last thing you want is each country doing it a different way. And, you know, for us, we have customers using our solutions all over the world. And so there is a kind of a right way to do those things. And so certainly looking forward to that as well. So I'll stick with those two for now. All right. Well, we've covered quite a bit and we've gone probably about half an hour now. So thanks a lot for joining me today, Luke. I really appreciate all your insight. It was very helpful. I think it'll be very valuable to the people listening. And I appreciate you taking the time to do this, especially with all of the other things that you have going on. I really appreciate it.
You're absolutely welcome, Imran. And again, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it. And I look forward to listening to your future podcasts. Keep up the great work.
Thanks a lot, Luke. Have a good one. Bye.